Could we turn, brethren, please, very briefly to a verse in Leviticus chapter 1. Leviticus chapter 1, verse 4. And he shall put his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him. The end of verse 9. An offering made by fire of a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the verse in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9. Wherefore we labor, that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Just a thought to leave with our hearts, beloved. In these three verses, we see that which was accepted for the believer, that burnt offering, which was a sweet savor to Jehovah, none other than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that sweet, precious, acceptable burnt offering. He, beloved, he was accepted for me. A picture, perhaps we might say, of substitution. The one who was accepted for me was none other than that perfect burnt offering, a sweet savor to God. This is your substitute, this is mine. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Oh, how precious, how wonderful, beloved, I know my soul can never take it in. Here I find my standing now before God. I am accepted in the Beloved. Isn't that a precious term? You remember with what delight God looked down upon his Son as he stood there at the River Jordan. This is my beloved Son. Oh, how great was the delight of the heart of God the Father as he looked there upon his beloved Son. Have you pictured the joy with which that Father welcomed him home again when his journey and his service here was ended? A cloud received him out of their sight. We are not permitted to look beyond that cloud, for on the other side of that cloud, God received, God welcomed home again his beloved Son. We're not permitted to look upon it. But there's something that awaits you and me. We're going to be welcomed home too, with the same measure of love and welcome that the beloved Son of God received. And now, here, you and I are accepted in the Beloved. I must confess that I know not one word of Greek. I don't even know the Greek alphabet. But it's not difficult to look up a word now and then. And that precious little word accepted in Ephesians 1 is only found twice in the Word of God. There in Ephesians 1, and also in Luke, where the angel came to Mary and said to her, Hail, thou that art highly favored, same word, translated, and I believe properly, highly favored. Oh, beloved, let us enter into the wonder of this fact, that my substitute is none other than the one who is a sweet savor to God. And I stand and you stand this very day accepted. Our standing is in the Beloved. in the beloved. Oh, may our souls enter into it. You have heard this illustration before. I trust you'll forgive the repetition. Suppose I am a gardener on the grounds of Buckingham Palace, London, England. I would have to carry some kind of identification, some sort of pass that would permit me to enter those grounds. I approach the guarded gates, and I am challenged to produce my pass, which I do. And I am accepted. I'm permitted to pass through those gates and go about my responsibilities on the grounds of the Queen's Palace. But suppose that the next one to come along is Prince Charles, the son of Her Majesty the Queen, the heir to the throne. Will he also be permitted to enter those gates? Yes, you say. Will there be any difference in the way in which he passes through the gates and the way in which I pass through? Oh, you say, indeed there will be a difference. They'll present arms and he will enter those gates in all the love and welcome and dignity and honor of the son of Her Majesty the Queen. Beloved, if it were not in the Word of God, I wouldn't dare utter it. But you stand and I stand this very moment accepted, brought into favor in the beloved. And I'm not going to enter those courts of glory with a pass that permits me to find a little corner where I might fit in. I'm going to enter those courts of glory with all the favor and love and welcome of God's beloved Son. Now, 2 Corinthians 5. We have seen substitution accepted for him. We have seen our standing accepted in him. Now I wonder if we might consider also this challenge of our pathway here that I think we see in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 8, verse 9. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Beloved, you and I have just heard this afternoon of the wondrous glories that belong to our precious Savior, and that await us, that which cannot be measured, the height, the depth, the breadth, the length can never be measured. They are infinite. These are yours and mine to possess now and to enjoy forever. But do you know, I believe it's right to say that every truth, every blessing entrusted to the believer carries with it something of this language. Wherefore, take notice of that little word as you read the Word of God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable. What do we find here? Because of that which God has wrought for us and given to us, because of the glorious confidence that is ours, as we think of the future that lies before us, when we shall be with him and like him, what then do we do? Fold our arms and say, how wonderful it is to be so confident. Not for one moment. Wherefore we labor. And the one who penned these words fulfilled them too. He labored, beloved. What for? Was he trying to attain to something? You know he wasn't. Was he trying to maintain that which he possessed? You know he wasn't. It was gratitude. It was thankfulness in his heart as he realized how abundantly he was blessed and the glory of the future that was before him. There's no other labor worth anything. Dearly beloved brethren, in these days the Lord has been so good to us. There has been unfolded to us from his precious word that which ought to cause our hearts to overflow with thanksgiving and praise, and that which ought to affect our plans, our footsteps, our all. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, agreeable to him. We're going to meet that beloved Savior someday, You and I will not be able to make any alteration in that day to the record of our life. We shall not be able in that day to add a little postscript to the record that God has kept. May God grant that as we realize how much we have been blessed, He was accepted for you. You are accepted in Him. Would we not like also to be acceptable to Him? Would we not like the little time that might remain, the few footsteps that might yet be trodden, to be for Him, for His glory? He's worthy, beloved.